Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornielsen, and you are listening to STEM Spots. With me in the studio today is Dr. Surajit Sen, who's a professor of physics at State University New York in Buffalo. Thanks so much for stopping by, Surajit.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Now, you do something kind of odd for a physicist. At least many people don't even think about something like this. You work on granular systems. What exactly is a granular system?
So a granular system is basically a bunch of grains like stainless steel spheres or glass spheres, something that you may have played with as a kid at some point or another. And granular systems are very common because sand is a granular system. Soil is a granular system. I can go on for a very long time. So there are granular systems all around us. It's all over the Sahara Desert, for example. All that grain blows up into the sky and eventually hits the jet stream. It contributes to our hurricanes. So granular systems are tremendously all over the place for us. And so studying them is a very difficult subject.
Very interesting. Now, most people wouldn't think about that. Let's talk about a specific problem. You mentioned something to me about waves. So what is this exactly where there might be some kind of a thing you're interested in about waves?
Many years ago, I got very interested in rogue waves.
So rogue waves, okay.
So rogue waves basically are very large waves in the ocean. These waves can get up to 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 feet. There is not a great deal known about rogue waves, so now there are satellites up in the sky that study the rogue waves systematically. But sailors have known for a long time that rogue waves could pop up, and those rogue waves could actually sink ships. So long time ago, as the Europeans set sail westward, for example, crossing the Atlantic, they lost a great deal of ships to rogue waves. And the mathematicians of the 14, 15, 16, 17, 1800s, they got involved in trying to study rogue waves. My interest in rogue waves was more based upon all those stories. And then it turns out that granular systems, believe it or not, actually give me an opportunity to study rogue waves. So it's a very weird thing, but it turns out that you can actually do that.
And so when you talked to me about that a little bit earlier, you talked about somehow a material system having random fluctuations in it. So what would you do with that? Explain the goal.
So granular systems are quote-unquote nonlinear systems. They are just about as nonlinear as you can get. What do I mean by a nonlinear system? In a nonlinear system, if you have two grains and if you press the grains against one another, it turns out that the repulsive force between the grains grows extremely rapidly as you start to press. So it is this rapidly gaining force that calls for specific kinds of mechanical energy transport in granular systems. So it's not just granular systems. There are very many other kinds of systems that you can make which are also highly nonlinear, but granular systems happen to be simple ones. You can take a Newton's pendulum, which is like a whole bunch of hanging pendulums, each touching one another, and that alone provides you with a canvas for studying a system like this. So if you now give it a push, if you give a sudden push at one end, you essentially have these waves propagating back and forth, and very soon the motion becomes very, very complex. And eventually, repeated interactions of these nonlinear waves can give you a very interesting phase with high kinetic energy fluctuations. Basically, what it is that you can get some of these grains to be moving quite fast for short times and then pretty much slow down. And these high fluctuations keep showing up all over the system fairly unpredictably or randomly, perhaps. We call it the quasi-equilibrium state. So it's like a very rough equilibrium state.
So you told me a little bit about this. It sounds like that under the right set of circumstances, you could use these nonlinear interactions to get some massive movement and you could suck energy out of a system. Is that part of the goal? You can somehow harvest this?
Correct. So part of that inspiration, again, comes from rogue waves, because what happens in rogue waves is that suddenly there is a huge pileup of energy, and that pileup lasts for a relatively short time and then dies off. So there may be many reasons for a pileup that leads to rogue waves in the open ocean, but you can engineer pileups of sorts in granular systems, for example, by making a granular chain which can accept vibrations, let's say, from two ends, and those vibrations can be made to converge in the middle, and you can arrange for the energy that converges in the middle to some very large fluctuations to suck it out and make that energy into some form of useful electrical energy, okay, Let's say, which can be fed onto a grid.
Very good. Surajit, thanks really very much for stopping by. And we may have a longer discussion about this on the web version of STEM Spots. And once again, this is Dave Cornelison for STEM Spots signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.